Blackstone Audio presents Waking Storms by Sarah Porter. This book is read by Julia Whalen. Chapter 1. Each to Each. The last words he had absorbed were the ones about Lazarus come back from the dead to tell everyone everything. That was all wrong. Bogus. If you've seen death from the inside, Dorian thought, you keep your mouth shut. You don't say a word to anybody. They wouldn't understand you anyway. Dorian, can you continue? He looked up, blank. Images of plummeting bodies still streaked through his head. Shall I part? Mrs. Muggeridge prompted. Dorian pulled himself up from terrible daydreams and forced his eyes to focus on the page in front of him. Acting normal was a way to buy himself the privacy to think not so normally. He found the line and cleared his throat.
Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach?
His voice sounded too flat. He tried to squeeze more emotion into it, though the words seemed uninteresting.
I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach.
Now Dorian saw what was coming in the next line and started to panic. He struggled to suppress the memory of those dark eyes looking at him from the center of a wave, the gagging taste of salt, that unspeakable music. Did Mrs. Muggeridge have any idea what she was doing to him?
I have heard the mer—
He choked a little.
The mermaids singing, each to each.
Now there was an audible tremor in his voice, and something rising in his throat that felt like a throttled scream. Please read to the end.
I do not think that they will sing to me.
Dorian spat it out aggressively and dropped the book with a crash. The rest of the students in the tiny class were staring, too shocked to laugh. But what did they know anyway?
This poem is garbage. It's all lies.
Dorian?
If he'd heard the mermaids singing, he wouldn't be blathering on like this. He would be dead. Is this poem just trying to pretend that people don't have to die?
Mrs. Muggeridge didn't even look angry. Somewhere between alarmed and amused.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?